Brian Houseworth here at the Cardinal Caravan in Jefferson City. A great delight to talk to a gentleman I have enormous respect for. When I was a senior at Lindenwood, he was a freshman a couple of years behind me, Dan McLaughlin, the longtime play-by-play man for the Cardinals here in Jeff City. Great to see you, Dan.
Hey, great to be with you, and it's been a long, long time, hasn't it?
It has. We were talking, it seems like ages ago. I mean, the campus has changed so much when we were over there compared to now.
It's incredible. I just drove by that a week ago, and I was trying to tell trying to tell one of my kids, I said, oh, that's where I went to school, and they said, man, that place looks pretty cool, and I said, yeah, it's a lot different when I was there, but, it's a place that gave me my life and started my life, so I'm very proud of it.
Absolutely, and myself included, I feel the same way. Cardinal Caravan, it's a great opportunity for fans here in the state of Missouri and multiple states, Dan, as you know, to get a chance to meet yourself and also players, ex-players as well. Great opportunity.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's the unofficial kickoff to the season. The Cardinal Caravan is very important, in my opinion, because we get to go out to the outlying areas and talk to people that come to the ballpark that maybe not come every day, but yet on the weekends especially. It's something like, Brian, like 60 to 70% of the tickets sold on a weekend is from, if you took a radius and did a circle there and drew it out 60 miles, they're outside that area. So they're very, very important to business. They're very important to the lifeblood of what we do. And being around the Cardinals now this long, you understand how important Cardinals baseball is to everyone. I always felt it was important in my life and my family's life. Certainly my mother's life. My dad has been deceased for many, many years, but you know, it was something that we'd always talk about, Cardinals baseball. And that's why it's important to make sure we get out and let these people know that you may not be living in St. Louis next to the ballpark, but you're still very, very important to what we do.
And you guys travel to, and women as well, travel to a lot of communities. I know you'll be in Columbia tomorrow, Hannibal, all over the state, Arkansas, Illinois. Yeah. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I always say, too, that St. Louis may be on the front on the Saturday home jerseys, but, man, we are a regional team. The Cardinal baseball brand, I mean, for years was defined by KMOX and west of the Mississippi, we were the team. And that's how people took it in. And then, you know, their grandfathers and grandmothers and subsequently their children and so on and so forth became Cardinal fans. And so we understand that for a lot of people that this is in their family. This is their life. This is what they do. They love Cardinal baseball. So I think we are one of the last teams to do these types of caravans, to get out and try to do these things, and I think it's very important that we do.
And it's a lot of charity involved. I know Feeding Missouri is involved and other charities as well, which is great. Two final questions. I know you got to run because you're the MC.
I can do whatever you want. I'll be as long as you want.
And I always appreciate that. I don't want to abuse it, but I appreciate that. 2 decades you've been involved in doing this, and amazing because it's just flown by. But you interact with the fans on Twitter. You're a gentleman. You prepare so much, and it shows on the air. I can tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. I've always looked at the job, and I don't come from great means. I grew up within the city limits. I grew up 7 minutes from the ballpark. There is people, men and women, that actually have real jobs. I don't think mine's – I still look at it as – I'm living my dream. This is always what I wanted to do, so I'm very proud of it and excited to do it. But there are people that do those jobs where they're working in the heat of the summer, and I'm not trying to blow smoke here. And what they want to do is go home, flip on a TV, flip on the radio, and hear a couple of people that are excited to do the game, excited about Cardinals baseball, and give them maybe a release on the reality of life. And if we're not doing that, then I'm not doing my job. If we're not entertaining, then we're not doing the job that we should be doing. And so I've always looked at it that way. I've taken that way and approach every time I was just talking about this the other day. I know I'm manipulating your time now.
I want to hear it. But
I have a picture of my oldest son. As I mentioned, I have 4 kids, and he's a baby at the time, and I told the person that took the picture, I said, make sure you get the arches at the Busch Stadium, too, you know, behind as I hold my son. And now he's going to be 15 this summer. And, yeah, it's incredible. But I have that picture, and I'm like, that's what baseball's about. You know, it's generation to generation to generation. And for me to have that moment with my son there is something I'll never, ever forget. It's very, very important. And hopefully what I do is entertainment and release on what the normal stresses of life are like.
Yeah. You know, from growing up at the ballpark, there's lots of poverty down there. I cover it every day at the Capitol, so people have a chance to turn on the TV, listen to you, listen to the radio, and it's kind of a diversion. It's kind of a diversion.
That's what it's supposed to be.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, it's supposed to be entertainment. You know, I mean, I think so many times, man, we get caught up in the analytics and wins and losses, and I'm with that too. I mean, I understand analytics as well as anybody, at least I'd like to think so, and I understand a fan's perspective, and I'm a fan sure. of wins and losses, but bottom line is this should be entertainment, should be fun, should be something you enjoy, should be something that you enjoy with your children or your friends or your family, whatever the case may be, and that's what I try to do every single night. Games have changed since I started. I mean, it's 20-plus years. I don't know. It's 23 years, I think, coming up. You know, a long game was like 2 hours and 40 minutes. Now that's like the fastest game you got, so...
Exactly.
You got to come up with a lot of BS, but I try to make it fun.
And you do. The games have gotten longer in the reviews and everything else. Yeah. The last thing as we wrap up here, you talk about this on Twitter, and I hear you talk about it on TV too. You use the word grateful a lot, and you talk about your dad a lot. You're grateful to have this opportunity, and it shows. And you openly talk about that.
I have no problem talking about it. As I mentioned, 7 minutes from the ballpark. So if you drove from my house where I grew up and was born and raised in, that's where my mom lives now, yeah. take you about 7 minutes to get to home plate.
Wow.
I grew up loving the Cardinals. I grew up cheering for this team. I grew up, my fondest memories of my father were going to the ballpark. I loved it. I am very, very grateful for what I have in terms of my job. And I'll be honest, you know, I'm not... You know, one that says, wow, I'm really good. That's why I got it. No, that's not why I got it. I was at the right place at the right time. I was at the right place of the explosion of cable television. There were jobs changing hands. They looked at a young guy and they took a chance on me. And I'd like to think I made the most of it. But that's why I'm grateful. I'm just, you know, so thankful that I have what I have and I don't take it for granted. There are times, Brian, I still get to the ballpark and I put the headset on and I look out. And I'm like, holy cow, this is pretty cool. As you well know, I mean, many guys in our position, if they're going to get a job like this, they got to go out of town. They got to go work for a different team. They got to, you know, understand that culture of that city and all that stuff. I had to do that. I grew up here and I idolized Ozzy. He was my favorite player growing up, and now I consider him a friend.
Sure.
You know, I mean, it's just crazy. So I am beyond grateful for what I have. It's been awesome.
Yeah. And you do a terrific job.
I'll
give you the final word. Anything you'd like to add, feel free.
I just think that we, you know, in terms of being a Cardinals fan, and again, I consider myself a Cardinals fan, but a different
sure.
position, viewpoint, whatever. We're pretty lucky. We're in a great era of Cardinals baseball, and I'm not sure people fully understand how good this has been. Yeah, you're going to have your bad losses. You're going to have your bad NLCSs, and that was a bad one that we had just not too long ago. But for the most part, they're competitive. For the most part, they have a chance to win. And the people at that ballpark that work for the Cardinals care. And I take great pride in that. I mean, I work for that team, and I work for Fox, and I work for the St. Louis Cardinals. I have two separate jobs.
Sure.
And I can tell you the people inside that building, they love what they do. And not everything is going to be perfect, and I get that, but, man, are they trying. And trying's great, but, man, the proof is in the pudding, and they win. They find a way to win, and that's what I love about it. Every year we have a chance to go into a season and say they got a chance to win. May not be the best team, may be the best team, but they always have a chance to win.
Not many teams can say that.
Not many can say that at all. I mean, they haven't rebuilt. They haven't been ones that gutted a roster or said we're going to do this, that, and the other. They go out and you may not like all the moves.
Sure.
And I don't like all the moves.
Sure.
But they have a chance to win, and that's all you can ask for.
Absolutely. I know you're busy. Great to see you.
Awesome to see you. Thank you.